There are signs the tourism business may be on the upswing in Clark County. Tourist-related revenue there is up by more than $1 million since 2010. That growth is also fueling a welcome boost in hiring in Springfield as new businesses and attractions pop up, enticing visitors to spend. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds investigates what's behind the numbers.
It's First Friday at the Hatch Artist Studios in Springfield. First Friday is a monthly event where visitors can meet local artists and buy their work. There's paintings, collages, sculptures, woodworking, and weaving. Hatch opened 2 years ago. It's a 15,000-square-foot, three-story building that's been divided into dozens of art studios. On the top floor, a handful of Christmas-themed cartoons, such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Mr. Magoo, are being projected onto the walls while a country band plays. Nick and Amber Hargett live in Enon, and they come to Springfield for this event every month.
It's really unexpected to see so much good art all collectively in one place here so close to home, you know. It was really kind of a gem for us to find it, but I was kind of like, why haven't we done this before?
This month, the couple brought their daughter, Lucy, who will be 7 tomorrow.
It's a birthday surprise because my birthday's on tomorrow.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Behind Hatch, you'll find Mother Stewart's Brewery, which also opened in 2016. There's a big patio and a large lawn in front of the brewery. A couple food trucks are parked around the building. Inside, there are about 100 people drinking and listening to a jazz band. And the brewery isn't just a place for beer. From January to March, Mother Stewart's will be hosting Springfield's Farmers Market. Mike McDormand is the president and CEO of Springfield's Chamber of Commerce.
Wherever you see a brewery, you see people, and it's been a great collector of people in our downtown.
McDormand says more housing is on the way, too.
We have a developer from the region who's going to come build 30 market-rate apartments right across the street from the Hatch here. You're going to see more people living downtown, so this will be more of a living, breathing area. And then that offers more tourism, more opportunities to come in.
There are plans for a new parking garage in Springfield as well. It will offer hundreds of parking spots and 5 new retail storefronts on the ground floor. Chris Schutte has been handling marketing for the Springfield Chamber of Commerce for 10 years now, basically since the Great Recession. Springfield has seen the most growth in weekend visitors because of online marketing, he says.
We especially have become very savvy web and digital marketers. Our website traffic this year alone is up 54% over the past year. So we're now getting hundreds of thousands of page views into our website.
Schutte says bringing more visitors into Springfield is all part of a larger effort aimed at diversifying economic development and boosting tax revenue. And hotel tax revenue in Springfield has increased from roughly $550,000 in 2010 to about $950,000 last year. Small businesses are popping up everywhere. But it's not just small businesses that are opening in Springfield. A new Starbucks is rumored to be coming in soon, too. At Unmundo Cafe in the heart of downtown Springfield, Duke Level is serving up fair trade coffee. It's a mom-and-pop shop that Level owns with his wife. He says he's excited about all the growth in downtown Springfield.
Now, sometimes it means more competition for me, but I think also the more there is down here, the more the merrier, the more it becomes a destination place.
Level says he thinks small, locally owned businesses and big chains can feed off of each other.
We are strategically located right across the street from the Marriott, so we get a lot of out-of-town people that come in for various things, from the antique shows to the horse shows.
And Level says he can offer something corporate cafes can't.
We have decided that our business would do well to highlight local and Ohio products.
So, what's next? Springfield and Clark County are both interested in attracting more youth sports, as well as state and regional events. And Springfield is thinking about a downtown event center. This week, members of the Springfield Chamber of Commerce and potential investors plan to meet with officials from the Columbus Convention Center. The capital city is attracting more national and international events, which means smaller state and regional conferences could be looking for a new home. Springfield officials think they have the ideal location. But developers will need to act quickly, because if Springfield doesn't do it, it's likely some other city will. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.